Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody! Yeah.
All right, Friday, we're back. Yeah. We're back on point. Okay, we'll get to Lady Gaga's new man in a minute, but Wendy Williams and the possible reason why she ended up in a sober house. She's apparently melting down over the fact that her husband's alleged mistress is pregnant and the baby's due any day now.
Ooh. Mm.
So apparently these cheating rumors have been going on for a long time, but Wendy finally hired a private investigator last year, gave her a bunch of evidence. She confronted her husband. They got in a big fight. He convinced her to go to counseling, and he doesn't want a divorce. I don't understand.
They've had a weird, those two have, it's not been drama free.
Yeah.
For that relationship.
People are saying that she's completely controlled by him. He controls her career and she doesn't make any career decisions without him. Also, what does he do? Is he living off of her money and taking her money and spending it on his mistress?
Man, that's
lots
sad.
Lots of questions.
It is sad. Right. And but she has to go on TV every day still. I don't know. Sometimes people, it's really hard, but when you're famous and all that, and especially you have a show like that, like, you gotta step away. I don't know how she does that exactly.
And then without losing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tough.
All right, let's talk about Lady Gaga. Move over Bradley Cooper. It seems like she has been hanging out with Jeremy Renner. I love that. People are saying that they're spending time together, but they're not dating.
I kind of like it.
I don't mind that coupling.
Yeah.
He's like cool, but a little bit weird. And she's very weird and a little bit cool.
Whatever you do, don't ever think that that movie Tag will be good.
Oh, really?
It's maybe the worst thing I've ever. It's almost as bad as Game Night. That other
Game Night that bad?
It's awful. A bunch of people that don't look like they'd ever be friends.
And Tag was based on a real story.
It's an interesting story. It happened. They've been playing Tag for 25 years, 1 month every year. This one guy had never been tagged. Jeremy Renner.
And now he's...
Yeah.
It's spoiler alert.
I just want to take another look at you.
Yeah, I got it. I knew exactly. That would have been a good line on a different show.
I can't say it, right? Okay.
I mean, I think he's good, but don't.
Okay.
Now we've talked about it too much.
We're on the same page?
Yes.
New movies in theaters this weekend. Get ready. Okay, my kids have been talking about the Lego movie, and I think I'm going to have someone take them to that. Well, I'll take them to that, and my husband can go see Us, and I'll report back later.
Man, that looks...
It might be a little too scary for me. I, like, want to see it, but I don't.
Oh, I can't wait to see it, and I'll wait for it to come on cable.
I can't wait for it to come out in 6 months.
And apparently one of the things I've read about that is that people who are reviewing it
are getting too much up.
Yep, it's hard not to give spoilers. Like, even if you set it up a little bit, you might be saying so much.
Try not to read anything about it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's interesting. Jordan Peele put out a tweet recently that said, Us is a horror movie. And that's all he wrote. And I was like, what does that mean? But it was probably in reference to all of that other
maybe
stuff.
Yeah.
Because the other movie
Get Out
wasn't a horror movie, in my opinion.
It was a thriller.
It was a thriller.
Right. Yeah.
It was a thriller. Yeah, but kind of the best way to describe it is like a Twilight Zone episode,
yes.
Which now he's doing the new Twilight Zone reboot.
I think also people are probably trying to categorize this one like they did the last one, and I'm sure there's some sort of message to it and social this.
Yeah.
And so people are talking about that, and he's like, guys, it's a horror movie. Take it easy.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about David Letterman. He was on Ellen yesterday talking about when he left The Late Show and how it was probably too late.
Here's the mistake I made. I stayed on television way too long. That's not true. Yes, it is true. I'll tell you what happened. It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things. All I cared about was myself. Then the show was gone, and so I had to realize, oh, I've been looking through the wrong end of the telescope. Mm-hmm. There is more to life than, so tell me about your pet beaver.
Yes.
Let me tell you that Netflix show, I've only watched a couple episodes. What is it called? And my next guest.
And now for my...
Needs no introduction.
Needs no introduction. It's very interesting because he's almost like, he talks a lot about what he's learned in therapy. And I think he had a tough time after he left the show.
Finding his identity.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Right.
Who am I?
And realize it, and like going back and reflecting on the mistakes he made, because I think that show is so fast paced, you don't really have a chance to stop and look back on stuff. But he talks about how like he feels like he's not a great person, and that since he left the show, he's been able to hang out with his son more and like enjoy life. But that beard always catches me. It's just weird. Watching Santa Claus like on a couch talking to his therapist. Today on TV, The Dirt. A movie about Motley Crue's early years. It's on Netflix. Let's from their go. Autobiography.
I'm knocking it out this weekend. Did you guys read the book?
No.
It's awesome. They write it together. Like, they each do different chapters, and then different people in their lives also take different chapters.
Really?
So I've got high hopes for this series.
Nice. The OA, second season on Netflix. DJ Khaled hosts the Kid Choice Awards on Nick tomorrow.
Who?
DJ Khaled.
Who?
DJ Khaled!
Pretty good.
World Figure Skating Championships tomorrow night on NBC, Courtney.
Yes, I will watch.
I know. And more Schmig coming at 8:40. We also have the Schmig Schmackdown at 7:40 for your chance to win sure tickets. That was terrible. Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, let's start downtown. We have had a lot of issues here near the Missouri end of the Poplar Street Bridge. It started with a stall coming off the Poplar Street Bridge.
It'll be all right.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
So much to cover, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Michael Bublé may be in town, maybe shooting footage as we speak of St. Louis. He always puts on a great show.
I have a friend that saw him in Kansas City, and he went down. She was right by the stage and danced with her.
Oh, wow.
It's a very cute video.
Let me tell you, he is just as entertaining in between the songs as he is when he's singing. He, like, does that old school throwback where he wants to, like, talk to the audience. He curses a lot. He's highly entertaining.
I like him.
And I remember watching him, like, a few years back. And he sang Home. And he has a great production team who goes around each city and shoots footage. They shot footage of St. Louis, like all the landmarks, all the cool little like insider places.
That Edwin song? Edwin, what's his name? I know what you're talking about.
No, it's Michael Bublé's song, Home.
Oh, I was thinking it was that other song.
No.
And the
Magnetic Zeros?
Yes.
No, not that one.
I love that song.
Michael Bublé's song, Home, and then it shows all of these shots of St. Louis, and it's just really, really cool. It's like, sweet that he does that in every city. Just a little, you know, those little details that mean a lot.
We love Michael Bublé around here. Apparently.
I just think he seems like a good guy.
He does.
Kevin, anything you'd like to say about him before we move on?
His SNL thing. With I think it was with John Hamm, right? It was Hamm and Bubbly.
Hamm and Bubbly.
Oh, yes, that was
fantastic.
Great.
Lance, any good Michael Bublé memories?
Just playing his songs.
Yeah,
talking over the intros.
I like the way his nose kind of wrinkles when he smiles.
Oh my lord! Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's marriage under strain, according to some sources. They say they love each other, but they've been arguing a lot.
Hey, rapper guy, let's chill it. Chill out a little.
I'm chopping.
Those famous Amos cookies can wait until after the Schmig.
I thought you heard me dropping verses over here.
Felicity and William H. Macy, someone said this situation has put a tremendous amount of pressure on them. No, they put pressure on themselves by cheating and lying. Their close friends were stunned by the news because they always seemed like honest, good people. They almost seemed to pride themselves on their honesty. Be careful.
Gotta be a lot of pressure on their dumb kids, too.
Yeah. Which dumb kid gets a reality show first, by the way?
Olivia Jade.
Yeah. You think so?
You think Lori Loughlin's daughter?
Yeah. Olivia Jade gonna be just fine.
Alums, by the way, could have their degrees stripped. And it looks like Lori Loughlin's kids, Olivia Jade and Isabella, could be banned from USC forever. Despite the fact that they've already dropped out of the university, they may ban them from the grounds as, quote, disruptive individuals.
Wow.
Well, and you know, Olivia Jade's lost a lot of endorsement deals. For now, we'll see what happens. Alec Baldwin talking about his wife, Hilaria, and their kids. I feel like I blinked and they have four kids already.
Yeah, crazy.
What?
Yeah.
He has a 5.5-year-old daughter and then three boys, 3.5, 2.5, and 10 months. And then he talked about how he's hesitant to have another baby. He said, when my kids graduate school, I'll be 85. Like, yeah. Did you just figure this out after four children? I love how he's like, I don't know that I want a fifth child. I'll be 85 when they graduate.
I thought I needed to do a noise too.
Yeah, he's 60 years old right now. Avengers Endgame trailers. Yeah. Don't be fooled. Spoiler alert. The directors are apparently trying to fake you out with a trailer so you don't know what's coming up. They're using a lot of shots that aren't even in the movie. They're manipulating scenes with CGI so that you will be surprised.
I believe that. They did that with some of the other ones. I mean, they had, for Avengers Infinity War, it really showed Hulk a lot. And he was out of it after, like, you know, 10 minutes.
Spoiler alert.
Well, come on.
I like it. Especially for a superhero movie where you're going to go regardless. Because there are so many movies, especially romantic comedies, that I specifically don't see because you can figure out the beginning, middle, and end just from watching a two-minute trailer.
Well, and the funniest part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes the funny part that's in the trailer is not even in the movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for it, and it's not there. Game of Thrones' Emilia Clarke talking in a New Yorker piece about how doctors thought she was going to die. This was 8 years ago. She was working out at the gym when she suddenly became violently ill and had to go to the hospital. She had an MRI, and they found out that she had a brain aneurysm, and they thought it was going to be fatal. So she said she had to have brain surgery, and then she made it through the surgery, but then they found a second aneurysm. She said she's lucky to be alive. And it was crazy because it was happening during the filming of season 2 of Game of Thrones. Don't mess with Emilia.
TV, or her dragon.
Yeah, right. TV this weekend, The Dirt, the Motley Crue documentary on Netflix is coming out. That drops today. Also, the second season of The OA. Kids' Choice Awards tomorrow night on Nick, along with the World Figure Skating Championships on NBC. And on Showtime Saturday night, Funny Women of a Certain Age. A bunch of female comedians.
But Fran Drescher's on it. Is she a comedian?
I don't know if she started in stand-up or not.
And I'm by the way, the crew thing, that's not a documentary. Isn't it a movie?
Yeah, it's scripted.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was based on their autobiography, I assumed it was like a documentary.
No, there's actors. It's some of the Game of Thrones guys are in there, and I forget who some of the other... one of the Stranger Things guys plays one of them, too.
Oh, okay.
Who's hosting the Kids' Choice Awards, by the way?
DJ Khaled. online at Y98.com, you can see celebrity pairs who get confused for each other. Number one on the list, Amy Adams and Isla Fisher. Yeah. No Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney on the list. And Ed Sheeran makes the list twice. They should just say Ed Sheeran and any Gingy. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, including the podcast at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Eastbound 70, that earlier crash after Highway A in between Wentzville and Lake St. Louis, they got...
198, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with a St. Louisan celebrating a birthday today.
Ooh.
Aside from maybe you, but Bob Costas. If you're born on this day, you celebrate a birthday with Bob Costas.
Oh, man.
68. Oh, I was going to say 67.
67 is right.
All right,
Kevin, we'll continue with you. Well, and Courtney, too. This really is one that you would appreciate because of your love of cats. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, yeah.
How old is the composer?
Phantom of the Opera,
Cats.
Married to Sarah Brighton.
Still?
Huh?
Are they?
Aren't they?
Oh.
I don't know how old he is.
No, they divorced in 1990.
Oh. So just a little while ago?
And he married Madeline Gurdon the next year.
Oh.
They're still married.
Oh, okay.
How old is Andrew Lloyd Webber? It's his birthday day.
Oh,
how old is he?
Somebody else guess first.
74.
No.
Okay.
78?
Nope.
70.
71. You're closest. And how old is Reese Witherspoon?
What was that noise on that song?
I'm sorry. These are audio from Cats, and I realized these were cats. These are music. These are music for cats.
How old is Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon?
Oh. by the way, no, never mind.
That's tough.
I think she's, okay, she's got to be like
42.
43.
43.
Oh, yeah.
That's celebrity birthdays. I believe next week is a betting week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Because that means I have to come up with an idea for Tim.
All right, happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.